With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Twisted Todd. Recently had the pleasure to talk to none other than Maria Brink, frontwoman of In This Moment, a band that has probably one of the craziest fan bases out there next to, like, I don't know, ICP and Slipknot. And they had just released their seventh album right as this pandemic was getting started real good in the United States. So they had to cancel and postpone their tour. So just going to check in with Maria and see how things have been, you know, since being holed up. Hey, Maria, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Kind of staying holed up right now during this fun little pandemic we got going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just staying home a lot and trying to figure out ways to have fun and be creative at home.
You know, it's crazy because right now I have a 2.5-year-old toddler, so it's a really, really tough time because, you know, we still try to take him places, but we try to do it with the least amount of crowd and the people to come in contact with. So it's been really, really trying.
We're going to all be talking about this when we're old, right? This is like our historical moment for all of us, I think. It's crazy. And yeah, hard on a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's something we'll tell the kid later. Yeah, when you were a kid, you know, all this happened.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it's funny. I actually talked to Chris back in April when this whole thing first started. So this is kind of like a chance for me to catch up and just ask how everybody's doing.
Okay, perfect. I mean, we're doing good. I mean, you know, I think when this all started, just like everybody, we were all glued to the television and on edge and not knowing if the whole world was going to run out of food and what was going to happen. I mean, but I think that we've all kind of gained our composure at this point and trying to really kind of just balance everything out in life and figuring out, you know, things that we can do to stay connected to people and our fans and our friends. And, you know, just I think we're all just adapting to what's going on, right?
Right, absolutely. Do you get to see any of the guys since this started, or?
No, we all pretty much live kind of spread apart. Chris is in San Diego, you know, like Randy's in Burbank, Kent's in Washington, I'm in New York, so we're all separated. Travis is in Vegas.
You just had to stay on the other coast from the rest of them.
Yeah, but we keep in touch and we text each other and, you know, we talk. And I stalk Chris every day. Chris is like my best friend and my brother, so I FaceTime him every single day.
I mean, you guys have been together from like for so long because you and Chris have both been so good to me and the folks at the radio station, going all the way back to the very first tour when you had the big life-size plush ET on the bus.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I remember that. Well, yeah, and you guys are so supportive, and you have to, you know, you have to be appreciative and care and give back when, you know, people, you put music out and you hope people like it, and when they do like it and then they also support it, you know, you have to be appreciative.
I've also heard that you've got a new video for the new single that I've heard some interesting things about it, but instead of me saying what I've heard about it, won't you tell me about it?
Yeah, I can't wait till everyone gets to see it. It's for As Above, So Below, and, you know, we had to come up with a bunch of interesting ways to kind of not you know, be around a lot of people during this time, because I didn't want to be on a big set with a bunch of people. And, you know, I don't think anybody does.
Right.
So So we figured out other ways. I did still shoot, and I had Jeremy Saffer is a good friend of mine. I've shot with him before. He came down, and we just shot one-on-one, and there was just like a few of us. And then we did also some puppetry for the other parts of the video, which is really beautiful. I started following this woman who makes these insanely, like, look like people, but the way that they move, it's so bizarre. You're like, is that a person? It's puppet. It's beautiful. It's Handsome Devil's puppet online. And so we reached out to her. So that part of the video is also these beautiful, exquisite puppets, and she's mesmerizing with them.
Well, I'll have to check that out. Handsome Devil Puppets, right?
Yeah, that's what her Instagram is, and her work is really beautiful. And so everyone will get to see us come to life in this whole little other reality. It's really cool.
That does sound really cool, and I'd heard about the puppetry. That's why I wanted to kind of lead into that. I didn't want to be like, hey, it's puppets, now tell me about it. You know, so I wanted you to kind of throw that in there, and it sounds like that's really going to be cool. Do you know when the video is supposed to be dropping?
I think it's coming out here soon, maybe like 2 weeks, something like that. So I'm going to start get people excited for it and start talking about it. I haven't really talked about it yet. I mean, you're the first time I think I'm talking about it, actually. So I can't wait for people to see it and see how we got creative during this time. And it's good to be able to keep ourselves busy right now, you know?
Right, and I'm glad we talked about it then. That way we can get people on our end excited about it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely, and I actually, because I am still 20-plus years into radio, I still am awful at asking questions. I actually have a friend of mine. I know she's a huge In This Moment fan, so I said, hey, I'm interviewing Maria next week. I know you're a big fan. You know, have me ask her some questions. So she actually came up with a pretty good two-part question I wanted to give you. And so I'm going to try not to throw this out there. It's just kind of a long wording. Let's see. The first thing she wanted to know was just if you have any plans. And I know you kind of mentioned this a minute ago, plans for music that's inspired by this year's Havoc. And if you have a favorite self-care routine to keep yourself mentally positive and strong during both touring and during the downtime that we're going through this year.
Those are great questions. For the second one, I think taking care of ourselves through this is like, so important. So I have been definitely, in the beginning I wasn't, and I think I was like making myself sick from it. You know, you have to take time to separate from everything that's going on, like shut the television off and give your mind like clarity and silence and do things that bring you like peace and relaxation, whether it's a fire. I've been taking baths, and I do the whole, I light all the candles, I pull my crystals out and burn incense, and it's like a cleanse it all away bath. I put salts and oils and flowers in there. I mean, but whoever you are, you know, some people get peace working on their car, you know, but people just have to definitely separate themselves. I do yoga too, but so I think that's just making time for yourself and whatever peace means to you, making sure you're finding time for that. And then what was the other question again?
The other question was about having any plans for music inspired by what's happened this year.
Oh, right. I mean, I think I'll definitely write about this experience. We just released, so the day that New York actually got like shut down and all this started happening, I was supposed to be leaving for tour like 2 days later, and our album came out while quarantine was happening. We weren't sure if we wanted to release it or not, and we were going to like hold on to it, but at the same time, we felt like people need escapes right now. You know, they need music, they need movies, they need entertainment. So we did it anyway. So we like released an album that's brand new in quarantine. So, but I have been talking about doing the solo projects a lot. And aside from that, even when we go to do the new In This Moment album, because I've already been kind of writing songs with the experiences that I've been going through within this. So they will definitely become songs. These experiences will definitely become songs. Like, I've been through so much this year emotionally. I think we all have, and we all have different stories and different things we've been through. But that's a beautiful thing about, you know, an artist, is you can try to take those things, and even sometimes when it's like really bad things or painful things, sometimes that's your most beautiful art that you can release. So.
Right. And
hopefully that's the case.
Well, and I've heard a lot of people joking, you know, it's like, man, next year there's going to be so many freaking albums coming out. Doesn't matter if they put out an album this year. It's going to be like, you know, 100 albums coming out a day or something.
Yeah, because people are inspired right now. They're moved. We've all had to sit and reflect on life in different ways and all the situations going on in the world. And I just pray every day, you know, for people to get back to healthy and for people to love each other and be kind to each other. Tonight's a full moon, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to be doing some manifesting tonight and just pray for people to just happiness and love and just for us to feel kind of, you know, somewhat back to a happy place. So I think there's a lot of beautiful change going on, though, within this struggle, though. So I must say, sometimes it is true that bad things that happen wind up bringing people together even more in the end, or making people stronger for something that they went through because, you know, it brought light to something or this and that. So I think that even though it's going to be a hard year for all of us, hopefully there will be a lot of positive after effects as well. I have to look at it like that.
Absolutely. And I try to do the same, you know, because a lot of people also try to take things like that to just add more further division. And I'm like, you know, people just got to, they just got to cut all that out, man. It's just, you know, we're all going through this. Nobody enjoys this. Nobody likes right. having to go and wear a mask just to go pick up a, you know, bunch of bananas or whatever. You know, it's nuts. But, you know, this is the reality we have to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Everyone just has to be kind to each other. It's so funny. In my real life, I'm such a like flower child, really loving and person. So it's like people who know me only through my music sometimes. I'm like very opposite in my everyday life.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you know what? I think that's the way it should be. I mean, Alice Cooper, yeah. I'm sure you know, he's like completely one thing on stage, but the nicest guy you'll ever meet in person.
That's right. That's right. He has to have an outlet. That's his outlet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've got a lot of other outlets calling for you today, so I'm going to have to let you go, because believe me, I could ask a few more things and keep this going, but they told me to try to keep it short, so I'm going to do that so nobody comes and yells at me.
Oh, well, no, thank you so much for caring about us and doing this interview. And I hope people like the As Above, So Below new song and video. And thank you so much for everything. Well, hopefully we'll see you sooner than later.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll get a vaccine in and we'll get back to kicking ass.
That's right. You stay safe, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.